Well, here in the U.S., it was a year of hurricanes, wildfires, shootings, so many incidents so fast that the Las Vegas Review-Journal speculates that's why fundraising for victims of the worst mass shooting in modern American history in Las Vegas is lagging because people moved on to other things. Well, we wanted to check back in with survivor David Holly when the gunman opened fire into an outdoor music festival on October 1st, killing 58, wounding 546. This 26-year-old was shot in the elbow. His girlfriend's head was grazed by a bullet. Both bled profusely. A bystander drove them to a hospital in his Mercedes. We spoke with David a few days later.
He actually bandaged me up, and he said, we need to get you guys to an ambulance. And at that point, I just begged him to get us to a hospital.
Well, David Holly joins us again. David, how are you and Stephanie, your girlfriend, doing?
We are doing really good. Well, actually, she's fully recovered. She's back at work full time. She's doing better with her sleeping, but I know I have issues that are arising from it, so I know eventually I'll seek counseling probably for some help.
Yeah, because we talked to you about that then. So you haven't yet sought any counseling?
No.
Yeah. What do you see the things rising with you that make you think you're going to need some help?
Just, I guess, more so the flashbacks. Everything that I saw that night while trying to figure out the best way of getting out, I could replay it all in my head like I was there again.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And here you were shot in the elbow. Have you been able to return to work?
I am back at work, but on light duty, so pretty much I push papers now. I'm still getting movement back in my hand. The bullet nicked my ulna nerve, which affects my two right-hand fingers, so my pinky and my ring finger. So I'm not going to be allowed to go back to turning wrenches until I can have full movement back in my hand.
Yeah. And talk about, you know, the other thing you said to us is that you wished you knew who these people were that kept you guys from bleeding to death and put you, as bloody as you were, into their Mercedes. That sticks with me somehow. And you finally met them. How did you find them?
Actually, I happened to just be trying to do some research, trying to find out any updates as far as anything new on the shootings or anything, if they had found anything new. And I just happened to run across another article that a news company out of Arizona had done. And just started reading it, and it mentioned mine and Stephanie's names, and then everything, I guess, started coming back, I guess, the best way I could put that.
They were telling the story of how they had rescued you and brought you to the hospital, and this, it turns out, was an EMT who, with his girlfriend, was at the concert as well, lucky you. This is David Hendrickson, and he also talked about that night, you know, they're trying to race you to the hospital. They don't know where the hospitals are. There's another pickup truck that drives over the median with even more injured people in it. And then you met them. What was that like? You met up with them.
Bittersweet is the best way I could put that. It was great getting to actually put a face with the name again instead of everything being chaotic. We went out, had dinner, we had drinks, and we reminisced about everything that had happened. And hopefully we have a lifelong friendship that's going to come out of it.
We heard you say that you found them because you were looking for information. You know, and one of the unanswered questions is, why did this gunman do this? Is that one of the things that keeps you searching?
Yeah, because, there's just a dozen questions of just trying to find out, or what has law enforcement found? I mean, It seems like everything on the media has just stopped about it, and there's still a lot of people wondering.
Yeah. Listen, I know your medical bills piled up because you were out of work for so long, both you and Stephanie. And your thoughts on what we're reading in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, that the fundraising has really not been what people thought it might be. Nearly four times as much was raised after the 2013 Boston Marathon attack than has been raised so far for Las Vegas. Not just people like yourself who've been injured, but family members of the 58 people who've died. Double was raised after the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. There's a lot of speculation that it's just there was so much stuff going on this year that the spotlight moved on. Another thought is that there's so many individual fundraising groups now, GoFundMe and stuff. So maybe that's splintered the fundraising. But your thoughts on that?
It is what it is. I mean, honestly, if nothing really comes out of my pocket, I'm happy. I mean, it's a crappy scenario no matter what. I mean, if it helps burden it, I mean, I know I lost work. I know I lost all that, but I can recover from that.
Do you have a GoFundMe page?
No, we decided not to do one just under the fact of we decided there's people far, far worse off than we were. Stephanie's friends from her work decided to do a car wash for us, which helped out with a couple of the bills.
Well, according to some reports, there are at least 167 crowdfunding campaigns for specific individuals after the Las Vegas shooting. That was in October, so there's probably more now. And as you said, of the 546, there are a lot of people, you know, terribly injured. David, just are you in touch with some of the other people who were shot?
I know Stephanie talks to a lot of the people on the survivors page. I personally have kind of just kept myself away from everything.
Why?
I think it's just I'm reserved like that. My way of getting past everything is I try not to talk about it and just kind of keep going on.
Well, from what Stephanie says, what would you want people to know about the people injured in Las Vegas?
I mean, none of us were out there really looking for any trouble. People have put out that every country music fan is a Trump supporter and hate pretty much and is racist and all that. And all of us were out there just to have a good time. So, I mean, people are turning it into politics and everything else. And in all the reality, it was one angry person that was mad at the world or mad at for whatever reasons and decided to take it out on people that were having a good time trying to forget about life for a weekend.
Well, we just wish you the best. We hope you get back to the work you really want to do with your hands. And
thank you.
Yeah, we hope you get some peace.
I'm sure it will come. I mean, it helped out a lot meeting David and Michelle. So
yeah. That's David Holly of Victorville, California. He and his girlfriend Stephanie were rescued by David and Michelle in the aftermath of the Las Vegas shooting when David Holly and his girlfriend Stephanie Gonzalez-Nieves were both shot. David Holly, thank you so much.
Thank you.